Voices of Vista.
Someone who's willing, someone to care, someone who's needed and glad to be there, someone to give of himself for a year. The Vista Volunteer.
I'm Willis Conover. Now meet our guest, George Carlin.
How are you, Willis? Nice to see you.
Nice to have you here, George.
Thank you.
George, a couple of years ago, you had a summer show, or I should say John Davidson had a show, and you and Richard Pryor were the up-and-coming young comics on that show. What have you done since then?
Well, I was also the writer on that show, and that was my very first credit as a writer. Since that time, I've done mostly single-shot guest appearances on the primetime shows for this last season. And in fact, last summer I did a summer show of my own. I was the co-host with Buddy Greco of Away We Go. So the John Davidson summer led to that. And I've taken a step toward some acting, which I had wanted to for a long time. But I've done my first movie now. We finished it recently, Doris Day and Brian Keith. And it was, again, another door opening a little, and what can I tell you? That's what's happened since Kraft. I've done another TV show. I do one each month. I do a Carson. And I'm trying to do more movies.
They used to say that every comedian wanted to play Hamlet. Now, with capital gains and so forth, most comedians and non-comedians want to become producers or directors. Of course, there's the creative aspect, too.
Well, I guess everyone who acts eventually wants to control the movie. It would depend on how strongly you felt whether you wanted to do it more than once.
Well, George, vaudeville is dead, and television, they say, is killing material. Where are the new people coming from? Where are the new comics coming from? Where do they get the material? How do they develop it? How do they learn how to approach an audience? Do you have an answer?
The coffee houses around the country have taken the place of the big nightclubs of the 40s, which never gave a newcomer a chance anyway, but taken the place of vaudeville in that respect. Everybody says, where are they coming from? And they're coming from the coffee houses because the audience is there. The comic of yesteryear who learned in what they called the toilets, the bad nightclubs, he learned the real hard way. He had to fight the audience. At least in a coffee house, today's satirist, wit, or whatever, has an open, willing audience, and in many cases, the higher intelligence level. And it just makes it much easier for a beginner who's serious about it to get a willing audience. That's where to go if you're on campus and you think you're funny.
George Carlin for Vista.
You know, Willis, the thing about Vista that appeals to me most, and I must say there are some other programs around, not on the same subject matter, but other programs of involvement that make me happy. That is what it is about Vista that I want to mention. The fact that in this time, we're finding out that many of the problems in the United States and indeed in the world are not soluble by technology and by making a few more of these. A lot of them are problems of communication, a problem of people wanting to know that at least someone remembers they are there, however tough it may be. I recently, because of the death of Martin Luther King, attended a rally where several people in the show business, including many big names, Rod Steiger and Marlon Brando, etc., so many big names, kind of recommitted themselves to some action. And frankly, I was brought up in the Upper West Side around 125th in Amsterdam. I never had any problem with my relationships to people, and I thought, I'm cool. But I can see that just standing by and feeling righteous isn't enough. I feel now I can do more. I'm going to get out and do it actively. Vista is certainly a way that a person who isn't in the limelight, who isn't a celebrity, can bring that same feeling to our problems, and that is a sense of involvement. Problems always seem less when we feel someone's interested in them, and that's a first, that's a start anyway. So that's my number on that.
The serious side of a comedian, George Carlin. George, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Willis. My pleasure.
Find out about Vista. Write to Vista, V-I-S-T-A, Box C, Washington, D.C.